to get juiced up to go out here and touch and rub elbows with that man that might not be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Well, that's just the way life is. I mean, that's the way God intended it to be. He intends for us to reach the lost. But you know what? No matter what goes on in my life, no matter what I have to walk through, I made a deal with God years ago. I told the Lord, I said, if you'll get me out of the mess I'm in right now this day, I said, I'll go where you send me. I'll go when you send me, and I'll do what you want me to do. I didn't say I'll go when I want to. I didn't say I'll go where I want to. I didn't say I'd do what I want to do. I told him that I would do what he wanted to, when he wanted it done, and wherever the door opened for me to go into. I've stuck with that. I've stuck with that. Have I made a pile of money? Well, no. But you know what? I can go home and lay my little head down at night and go to sleep knowing I've done what God asked me to do that day. Amen?
Amen.
And I know one of these days when these old eyes close, I know exactly where I'm going.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I got to say about that. Hallelujah. Shirley? Hallelujah.
Thank you. Praise and worship team, you can be seated. Everybody can be seated. Good to see everybody this morning. We're going to take a few moments before classes are dismissed and Brother Chairman comes and ministers the word to us on our graduates. Let them know how much we love them and appreciate them. And so all the graduates, you know who you are. Come on up this morning. We're going to recognize you. Yeah, just sit right there. All the graduates. Okay. One, two, three, four. Your families, if you all want to come up with him, you can. We'll be fine. Okay. Sherry, do you want to go ahead and sing your song right now? Okay. Sherry's going to sing a song, and then we're going to pray over you all.
This is for all of the graduates today, and pastors wanted to use this song as an encouragement to them to reach for the utmost in their life and not to stop just because someone says stop or not to go because someone says go, but to seek inside their heart for what the Lord wants for them and to reach for that. If we understand who Jesus is, I believe there's nothing that can stop us if we learn to dream like Jesus did.
Oh, yeah.
So don't limit your ambition to what's commonly defined. God has a special heart for those who walk outside the line. Don't be afraid. Spread your wings and fly. It doesn't hurt to try. If you're gonna dream, dream big. It's the Lord's desire for you to dream big in everything you say and do. You'll see your greatest dream come true. 'Cause all of heaven dreaming big for you. I believe that we can make a difference if we fall down on our knees and pray. Long ago, just 12 men turned this world around, and we can do the same today.
Oh, yeah.
So let your imagination run as far as you can see, and dream along with God of everything that you can be. Don't be afraid. Spread your wings and fly. It doesn't hurt to try. If you're gonna dream, dream big. It's the Lord's desire for you to dream big in everything you say and do.
You'll see your greatest dream come true.
The God of heaven
dreaming big for you.
Oh, I love the word impossible, 'cause that's what God does best. So let's reach for the improbable, and He will do the rest. If you're gonna dream, dream
scripture over you guys, and it's may seem like a kind of an unusual scripture to read for graduation, but it's about the promises of God. Okay, and if you've been in this church very long, you know our pastors have talked about that God has a purpose for your life, and so let's read this scripture. When God made his promise to Abraham, he backed it up to the hilt. Putting his own reputation on the line, he said, I promise that I'll bless you with everything I have. Bless and bless. Abraham stuck it out and got everything that God had promised to him. When people make promises, they guarantee them by appeal to some authority above them, so that if there is any question that they'll make good on the promise, the authority will back them up. When God wanted to guarantee his promises, he gave his word a rock-solid guarantee. God can't break his word. And because his word cannot change, the promise is likewise is unchangeable. So our word to you today is that if you give your life to God, if you honor him with the life that he has given you, he will back up whatever his word to you that he has promised, because he cannot lie. And so I encourage you to dream big, stretch out there and dream big, take a hold of God's hand, honor his word. Life's about a journey. Take it one day at a time, step at a time, and depend on God and his word, and always remember God's word and his promises cannot be broken, okay? So I want to pray over you all, and after I pray, stay up here, and Miriam's going to give you a gift. Our pastors love you. They're there to back you up, and all of us love you too, okay? Father, I thank you for these graduates today. I thank you for your plan and your purpose for their life, God. I thank you that they continue to dream big, and they take life one step at a time. The promises that you have given them, Lord, the purpose and destiny that you have given them, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that it's going to be brought to fruition, and they're going to see great and mighty things happen in their life. In Jesus' name, amen. As soon as they give their gifts and start back, you all can be dismissed, and Brother Tim, you can come on up and minister.